I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Couple of studies on bobcats at West Virginia University are winding down. I'll tell you a little more about what they're finding right after this. Two students at WVU have taken on a couple of pieces of research sought by the West Virginia Division of Natural Resources, one a master's study, another a doctorate, to determine the health of bobcats and their numbers in West Virginia. Rich Rogers, who's the fur-bearing biologist at DNR, says it's been 40 years since that kind of research was done.
Late 70s, and that was due to the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species Act, which we know everyone knows as CITES, where you need the seal to put on certain pelts that are look-alike species for species that are endangered, particularly overseas. So bobcat are not endangered. Matter of fact, they're the most studied cat in North America. You know, otter is another one that needs a CITES seal, river otter, because it's a look-alike species with some agent species that are endangered. So when these got listed as look-alike species, the federal government needed assurances that that our bobcat populations were healthy before they shipped them overseas to the international market.
And in recent years, hunters had inquired about possibly expanding the bag limit on a bobcat from 3 to 4. Rogers says couldn't do that without data.
Yeah, well, they were just asking about it. Nobody was really pressuring anybody about it, but they were asking for it, and it was directly due to the fur prices, because 4 or 5 years ago, bobcats were bringing, you know, $120, $140, $160 a piece, and people were pretty excited about that.
Fur prices have since declined. The final paperwork and presentation of the findings isn't done, but Rogers says he does have some new data that tells him a few things.
The master's project, where we collected all the carcasses and we were looking at survival and reproduction, is going to help me tweak my population model that I use so that I can have updated data and I can make some decisions based on, for management of bobcats. The PhD project is actually going to come up with a density estimate of bobcats in different regions of the state.
And for now, the chances of an increased bag limit are unlikely.
From what I've gotten so far, from the data that's been collected, our population is healthy. It's at least stable. It's not declining. I wouldn't say it's increasing, but it's stable at a high level right now. So we're okay with our bag limit as it is, but I would hesitate, until I see more of this study, I would hesitate on saying that I would increase the bag limit at this point.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.